A Lenten devotional for March 10th, 2020, based on Genesis 42, verses 1 to 17, by Dr. Daniel O. Aylshire. Brothers didn't do very well in Genesis. Cain killed Abel. Jacob swindled his twin brother out of his rightful inheritance. Jacob's older sons sold their younger brother Joseph to traveling slave traders. In today's text from Genesis, Jacob did not send the youngest son with the older brothers because he feared that harm might come to him. It appears Jacob remembered what had happened to Joseph. Perhaps it was envy or jealousy or ancient testosterone or perhaps something else. But this book of many wonderful beginnings also records the beginning of tragic fraternal conflict. In today's text, it is not clear why Joseph treats his brothers the way that he does. One reading would put anger at the center of his behavior. He treats them harshly, accuses them of being spies even though he knows they are not, requires one of them to return to Canaan to get the youngest brother, and puts the rest in jail for a few days. Another reading is that Joseph is the loyal governor of the Pharaoh. And at a time when many were coming to Egypt in search of food because of widespread famine, it is Joseph's job to care for the careful distribution of Egypt's food reserves. Even if the petitioners are his brothers, and he is pompous and overbearing about how he does the job. While the story continues with tender moments, with food for Abraham and his family, and even with reconciliation among the brothers, this text is full of reminders of tragically broken brotherly bonds. Jesus' words in the Sermon on the Mount come to mind. If you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. Maybe Lent is a good time to assess the anger, envy, and jealousy we hold towards others. Maybe this Lenten season would be a good time finally to give them up. And maybe giving them up for a season would lessen their grip on us the rest of the year. God of grace and mercy, give us insight into the tendencies in us that strain family relationships. Give us courage to seek their resolution. Help us tend to relationships beyond our families, with neighbors and enemies, with immigrants and those seeking justice, with strangers near and far. Teach us to be our brother's keeper. Amen.